Welcome back to the expansion edit. We're at episode 6, Visibility Without the Violence, Showing Up Without Burning Out. What if your visibility strategy didn't feel like an unpaid part-time job or a public performance that you secretly resent? If showing up drains you, it's not because you're bad at marketing. It's because you've been taught to treat visibility like a battlefield. Post more, hustle harder, never miss a day, be everywhere. The result? Burnout dressed up as commitment, and an audience that knows more about your consistency than your actual value. So today, we're going to talk about visibility without the violence, and how to choose the right platforms, formats, and rhythms so that you can show up clean, not contaminated by resentment, or fatigue, or performative nonsense. Because if being seen costs you your capacity, you're either going to disappear or you're going to dull your edge. And neither builds the business that you actually want. So let's make your presence feel like power again. And let's talk about the problem with everywhere all the time. We've been sold the myth that more is always better. More posts, more stories, more platforms, more exposure. It's visibility by brute force. And it works until it breaks you. Because the real cost isn't just time. It's the erosion of the energy that you actually need in order to lead, create, and serve. So imagine a founder who starts their day with a list of client deliverables, but spends 3 hours recording TikToks or reels or stories because the algorithm rewards daily posting. By the time they get to their actual client work, they're already running on fumes. Or imagine the founder who treats LinkedIn like a confessional and churns out hot takes and personal essays every morning. Their engagement is solid, but their patience for the rest of the business might be in free fall. So if your presence online costs you presence in your business, you're not building visibility, you're burning currency. So something I want you to consider, where am I showing up because I should, not because it serves me? What platforms feel like a stage that I'm forced to perform on instead of a room where I own it? Save those for later in a little journaling exercise or a voice note or contemplating while you're taking a shower. It's where I do my best thinking. Or when you're on a long car ride and you've got some windshield time. Now let's think about audience intimacy over audience size. Because the algorithm can't cash your checks. Your actual audience, the humans who buy, refer, and stick around, don't really care if you post daily. They care about how deeply you connect when you do show up. Audience intimacy is greater than audience reach. That's a little life math for you. I'm going to say it again. Audience intimacy, greater than audience reach. Think of it like dinner parties versus billboards. A billboard gets eyeballs. A dinner party builds relationships. Most businesses don't need 50,000 strangers. They need 50 people who care enough to act. Imagine a founder who stops trying to go viral and starts privately DMing the 30 people who consistently engage with their posts. Conversion rates climb, not because the audience grew, but because trust did. So here's a little reflection for later. And if you want to pause this to write these down, probably a good idea. Who already shows up for me that I'm not showing up for in return? Be the most honest that you can. If I stopped chasing growth and started chasing depth, what would I do differently this week? Now let's talk about energetically clean visibility and what that means. Energetically clean visibility means that you're showing up without hidden resentment, without obligation, or performance energy. It's the difference between posting because you're excited to share versus posting because it's been 3 days. It's the difference between recording a podcast because you have something to say versus because your content calendar says you have to. It's the difference between saying yes to a stage because it aligns with your values versus you feel guilty turning it down. Clean visibility feels light in your body, even if it takes effort in your calendar. Messy visibility feels like you're on all the time, with kind of this faint edge of dread. So think about this. What format makes me feel most like myself? Where does my visibility feel like a transaction instead of a connection? It's important that we choose the right platforms for you. Not every founder belongs everywhere. Your best platform is where, one, your ideal audience already hangs out. Two, you can show up in your natural style. And three, the platform's rhythm matches your bandwidth. If you hate dancing, TikTok's trending audio culture is going to chew you up alive. If you thrive in long form, Twitter or X is going to totally starve you. And if you're built for depth, a podcast or a newsletter is going to beat short form any day. So I want you to think about this platform fit formula. Match your energy style, whether it's long form, conversational, visual. Match your audience presence. Where do they naturally spend time? Match your capacity. How often can you show up without resentment? In order to figure out the answers to this, I want you to reflect on these things. What platform feels most natural to my way of thinking and speaking? Where do you spend the most time? Which one am I clinging to out of habit, not results? So think about formats also. It's not just about the platform, but what's the format for me? What's a format that's actually going to work for you? Platform choice is step one. Format choice is step two. So even within one platform, you can choose formats that feel aligned. If you love storytelling, try Instagram carousels or podcast episodes. If you think in frameworks, maybe post educational LinkedIn threads or YouTube explainers. And if you're witty in short bursts, Twitter or X or short form reels can work without forcing you to do more than you want. But the key is to stop copying formats that drain you just because they work for somebody else. So think about which content style do I default to naturally in a conversation? What's one format that I could drop tomorrow with zero negative impact? The key is zero negative impact. We also need to think about audience energy match. You can be on the right platform with the right format and still hate it if your audience's energy doesn't match yours. If you're a high intensity and you love bold ideas, but your platform's culture rewards more of a slow burn connection, you're going to feel like you're shouting in a library. And if you're deeply relational, but your platform pace is rapid fire and reactive, you're going to feel like you're speed dating in the wrong crowd. So where do your audience's preferred communication style and your natural energy intersect? What's one small tweak to match your delivery to their listening? Then we need to look at scheduling without suffocating yourself. You don't have to post daily to be effective. You need to post consistently enough to stay relevant and sustainably enough to not dread it. So I want you to try a little formula here. I want you to start with cadence clarity. Pick your frequency and stick to it. No guilt if it's twice a week. I want you to batch and release. Record or write in energy spikes. Schedule in advance and ignore this I should post guilt. And then I want you to anchor content. One main piece each week, whether that's a podcast or a Substack, something that can be chopped into smaller pieces. And then ask yourself, what's my actual minimum viable cadence? What can I really sustainably do at minimum? And then how much could I drop without losing momentum? What have I been should doing that I can let go of and still maintain visibility, relevance, consistency, and my own steam? I want you to think too about the idea that we can say no to some things. Not all opportunities are worth your energy. So saying no to misfit visibility, as I'm going to call it. Speaking gigs, collaborations, guest content, these are all great unless they pull you off course. So before you say yes to these things, ask yourself, does this align with my core audience? Does it light me up or just look good on paper? Am I going to regret the prep and the recovery time that it might take for me to complete this? Because where am I saying yes to be polite instead of strategic is really important. So I want you to think about what's one visibility channel that I can actually retire this quarter that doesn't align with how I want to feel, with how I want to perform, with how I want to show up, and that leads to resentment. And I'm going to offer you a 30-day challenge here, a 30-day clean visibility challenge to do things differently. Or maybe we'll call it a frictionless way to recalibrate. So week one, you're going to audit your current platforms. You're going to decide what stays, what goes, based on some of the criteria I've outlined here. Week two, you're going to pick your one anchor platform and one supporting platform. Week three, you're going to choose 2 to 3 formats that match your style and drop the rest. Week four, implement your minimum viable cadence and stick to it for 30 days. Now, I want you to stop and pause, and I want you to ask yourself, what feels lighter now than it did before? What surprised me up till now about my audience's response? Because we want to build visibility that builds you, not breaks you. And when your visibility is clean, you're not performing, you're connecting. You're not everywhere all at once. You're exactly where you need to be. And clean visibility creates trust without taxing your energy. It turns your presence into an asset instead of a liability. And it keeps you in the game long enough to actually win. So you don't need to be seen everywhere. You need to be remembered where it matters. This is the expansion edit. Next time, we're going to talk about legacy systems, what to keep, what to burn, what to build, so that your backend, your team, and your structure can actually match the soul and scale of the business that you want to grow. I'll see you next time.